ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 2 அவிரோத அத்யாய பாதா 2 ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டாபிக் ரச்சனா அனுபபத்தியதிகரணம். ரச்சனா அனுபபத்தேஷ்ச ந அனுமானம் பிரவருத்தேஷ்ச பயோம்பு வச்சேத் தத்ராபி வெதிரேக அனவஸ்திதேஹேச அனபேக்ஷத்வாத் அந்யத்ர பாவாச்ச ந த்ருணாதிவத் அப்யுபகமேபி அர்த்தாபாவாத் புருஷாஸ்மவத் இதி சேத் ததாபி அங்கித்வ அனுபபத்தேஷ்ச அந்யதா அனுமிதௌச்ச ந்யசக்தி வியோகாத் விப்ரதிஷேதாச்ச அசமஞ்சசம். மகத்தீர்காதிகரணம். மகத்தீர்கவத்வா ஹ்ரஸ்வ பரிமண்டலாப்யாம் பரமாணு ஜகத் அகாரணத்வ அதிகரணம். உபயதாபி ந கர்ம அதஹா ததபாவஹ சமவாய அப்யுபகமாச்ச சாம்யாத் அனவஸ்திதேஹே நித்யமேவச பாவாத் ரூபாதிமத்வாச்ச விபர்யயஹ தர்ஷனாத் உபயதாச்ச தோஷாத் அபரிக்ரஹாச்ச அத்யந்தம் அனபேக்ஷா. சமுதாயாதிகரணம். சமுதாய உபயஹேதுகேபி ததப்ராப்திஹ இதர இதர பிரத்யயத்வாத் இதி சேத் ந உற்பத்தி மாத்திர நிமித்தத்வாத் உத்தரோத்பாதேச்ச பூர்வநிரோதாத் அசதி பிரதிஜ்ஞோபரோதஹ யோகபத்யம் அந்யதா பிரதிசங்க்யா பிரதிசங்க்யா நிரோதா ப்ராப்திஹ அவிச்சேதாத் உபயதாச்ச தோஷாத் ஆகாஷேச்ச அவிசேஷாத் அனுஸ்மிருதேச்ச நாசதஹ அத்ருஷ்டத்வாத் உதாசீனானாம் அபிச்ச ஏவம் சித்திஹ. அபாவாதிகரணம். நாபாவ உபலப்தேஹே வைதர்ம்யாச்ச ந ஸ்வப்னாதிவத் ந பாவஹ அனுபலப்தேஹே க்ஷணிகத்வாச்ச சர்வதா அனுபபத்தேஷ்ச ஏகஸ்மின் ந சம்பவாதிகரணம் நைகஸ்மின் அசம்பவாத் ஏவஞ்ச ஆத்மா காத்ரயம் நச்ச பர்யாதபி பர்யாயாதபி அவிரோதஹ விகாராதிப்யஹ அந்த்யாவஸ்திதேஹே ச உபய நித்யத்வாத் நிசேஷஹ. பத்யதிகரணம். பத்யுஹ அசாமஞ்சஸ்யாத் சம்பந்த அனுபபத்தேஷ்ச அதிஷ்டான அனுபபத்தேஷ்ச காரணத்வேச்சேன போகாதிப்யஹ அந்தவத்வம் அசர்வஜ்ஞதாவாம். ஸோ வி சா தி 41 சூத்ராஸ் ஆஃப் தி செகண்ட் பாதா இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். தட் இஸ் 212 ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. அண்ட் ஸோ வி சா இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் சம் ஆஃப் தி ஆஸ்திக தர்சனம்ஸ் அண்ட் சம் ஆஃப் தி நாஸ்திக தர்சனம்ஸ் ஆல்சோ தேவர் நெகேட்டட் பை வியாசாச்சாரியா இன் திஸ் பத்யதிகரணம். தி 7th டாபிக் பத்யதிகரணம். And the word agama is sometimes used for Veda themselves, and often the word agama is used for literature which is other than Vedas. Sometimes it is used for Vedas also. And these agamas have a particular deity as the ultimate god, and Shiva is ultimate deity for Shaivites, and Vishnu is the ultimate deity for the Vaishnavites, and so on. And these agamas have a philosophy and also the way of life of their own. As far as Vedanta is concerned, we do not totally reject them. We reject their philosophy as they have a personal God. And when it comes to the religious way of life, including samskaras, some of them are rejected and some of them are accepted by us. And whatever is contradictory to Vedas are rejected. And whatever are non-contradictory are not rejected by us. As regards the agamas, One we have rejected is Shaiva Madam, consisting of four different Madams, as we told in the last class. And the common feature is that the Maheshwara is taken as the ultimate. And one cardinal principle in that Matam is, God is Kevala Nimitta Karana. He is only an instrumental cause. And that God is called by a special name, Tatastha Ishwaraha. And when we reject them, that does not mean we are against Lord Shiva. We consider and worship Shiva, but we say it is only an intermediary stage. And through worship of Saguna Shiva, we come to Paramatma Nirguna Shiva. And if you accept such a transcendental Shiva, you should accept Vishnu also. If you can comfortably worship both, then you have transcended both. Tatastha Ishwara as Nimitta Karanam is supported neither by Shruti, Shruti Pramanam, nor by Yukti Pramanam. And various logical fallacies are there. And as we said in the last class, we did not discuss the fallacies here. The main three fallacies we have seen. And at the end of the second sutra, that is Ishwara as the Nimitta Karanam, he established through three Anumanams, and we said all of them are fallacious. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam and the last Adhikaranam of the second pada of second chapter. This is the eighth topic, Utpatya Sambhava Adhikaranam, that is the title of this Adhikaranam. And Utpatti Asambhavat is this first sutra, Sutra 42, 213th running Brahma Sutra. Utpatti Asambhavat. The Pancharatra doctrine or the doctrine of Bhagavatas, that is now refuted. So we have already refuted the Maheshwara Matam. Now we are going to the Bhagavata Matam, the Pancharatra doctrine. And we will first introduce this Adhikaranam. And this Adhikaranam has four sutras. And in this Adhikaranam also, Vyasacharya deals with another Agama-based matam, and it is called Pancharatra matam, and otherwise called Bhagavata matam, and it is based on Vaishnava Agama. It is called Bhagavata matam, and it considers Vasudeva as the ultimate tattva. You should know it is close to Visishtadvaitam, though not exactly so, and Ramanujacharya propounds it much later. And Shankaracharya cannot definitely negate Ramanujacharya, who came much later. And in this matam, Bhagavan Paravasudeva is the ultimate tattvam, who is considered to be of the nature of Shuddha Chaitanya Swarupam. Paravasudeva supposed to be of the nature of Shuddha Chaitanya Swarupam. They also accept that this Bhagavan is both Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam of creation, unlike the Shaiva Matam that we saw, which says God is only Nimitta Karanam only. So this Pancharatra Matam, Bhagavata Matam is closer to Vedanta. Therefore, we do not refute this particular angle, but we only refute other aspects. They say Paravasudeva expresses in four forms. And each form is called by a special name, Vyuhaha. Vyuhaha means configuration, arrangement, formation, and all that. And that is why in the warfare also, the arrangement of the army is called by various Vyuhas, Padma Vyuha and all that thing. And Paravasudeva has four Vyuhas or four Murtis, Chatur Vyuhaha, and Paravasudevaha. It is this concept which Vyasacharya criticizes. What are the four murtis? The first vyuha or first murti is Vasudeva, who is none other than Paramatma. These are according to their system. And the second vyuha is Sankarshana, who is none other than the Jivatma. And the third vyuha is Pradyumna, that is the mind, manas concept or Antakaranam. And the fourth vyuha is Aniruddha, and it is Ahankara Tattvam according to them. And they also say Vasudeva is the ultimate Karanam or the Karana Tattvam, and Jivatma is the Karyam, and Karyam originates from Vasudeva Paramatma. So Sankarshana Jivatma originates from Vasudeva Paramatma. And from Sankarsana Jivatma, Pradyumna, the mind originates. Therefore, Pradyumna we can is also a Karyatattvam, not direct Karyam from Vasudeva. It is Karyam from Sankarsana. Maybe we can call him as grandson of Vasudeva. So, son of Vasudeva is Sankarsana, and son of Sankarsana is Pradyumna. So, he is grandson of Vasudeva. And Aniruddha is the great grandson born out of the Manas Tattvam. It is Ahankara Tattvam. It is also Karyam. Therefore, number one, Vasudeva is Karanam, and the other three are all Karya Tattvas. This is their cardinal principle or foundation. And Vyasacharya wants to point out that this concept is Shruti, Smriti, and Nyaya Virodaha, not acceptable by Shruti, Smriti, and Nyaya. And Shankaracharya mentions, if you are talking about Vasudeva as per Veda or Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, what was said about Vasudeva? Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabaha. If you talk about that Vasudeva of Bhagavad Gita, we can accept it. But not your Vasudeva. Thereafter, their agamas prescribe varieties of sadhanas comprising Vasudeva puja, Vasudeva mantra japa, dhyanam, all that. And Shankaracharya says all are acceptable, no problem. But this fourfold vyuha is not acceptable. This is the tatparyam of this adhikaranam. And now let us go to the general analysis of the first sutra that we just read. And in this sutra, Vyasacharya is refuting the idea that Sankarsana has originated from Vasudeva. I told Sankarsana Jivatma has originated from Vasudeva Paramatma. Jivatma has originated from Paramatma. That is not acceptable to us. That's what Shankaracharya, Vyasacharya is saying, refuting. Why? Because Jivatma's origination is illogical. It is untenable. This is the essence of this sutra. Now, what are the reasons? The reasons they give, number one, if Jivatma is supposed to originate, then it is Shastra Viruddham. Because Shastra, what does it say? It clearly says, Najayate Mriyate Va Kadachite Nayam Bhutva Bhavita Vana Bhuyaha Ajonitya Shashvatoyam Puranaha Nahanyate Hanyamane Sharire. Very clearly said. Only the encasement of Jivatma, namely the Shariram, that alone is gone. But Jivatma, the content is never gone and it is never born. Therefore, it is Shruti and Smriti Viruddha. And second reason is, if Jivatma is born, Jivatma will be subject to end also. If Jivatma is subject to beginning and end, it will have the dosha of Akrita Agama Kritahana Doshaha. I will explain it. Akrita Agama Kritahana Doshaha. And Shankaracharya does not say this here, but this is an argument often given. And what is this dosha? When Jivatma originates, what is the basis of origination and life? Because both origination and life, they depend upon purva karma, punya papas and all that. We have acquired this new body due to purva janma punya papa. That means we existed in the purva janma. Only the body is originated. And I, the jivatma, have never originated. If agama matam says that jivatma itself is originated, that means Jivatma does not have Purva Karma at all. And if Purva Karma is not there, Bhagavan has to supply Punya Papa. And thus Jiva will receive Punya Papa for no Purva Janma Karma. Because only Karma alone will lead to Punya Papa results. This is called Akrita Agama Dosha. He has not done anything, so it is Akrita Agama Dosha. And not only that, if Jivatma ends, then also problems will be there. What problems? So much of Sanchita Karmas are already there. And when Jivatma dies a natural death, not by jnanam and all, if he dies a natural death, in that case, all the Sanchita Karmas will hang without producing any result because the result receiver has died. This is called Krita Hana Doshaha. So new karmas will come and whatever karmas are there will remain without producing results. Whereas in Vedanta, what do we say? Jivatma is not born. Vasamsi jirnani yata vihayam navani grinnani naroparani. Jivatma existed before, acquired karmas, and through the karma, new body is acquired and kritahanam does not take place. And at the time of death, Jivatma travels and takes another body and the Sanchita Karma also becomes Prarabdha Karma and so on. Therefore, never talk about Utpatti of Jivatma. You can talk about Utpatti of body and not Jivatma. So this dosha is called Kritahana Akrita Agama Dosha. And the next dosha is, if Jivatma is subject to birth, Jivatma will be subject to death also. That means Jivatma will be Anitya Jivatma. And Shankaracharya asks, how can an Anitya Jivatma get the benefit of Nitya Moksha? If one is to get Nitya Moksha, one should be Nityaha. Being Anityam, what benefit will be there by getting Nitya Moksha? I am not going to be there to enjoy that Nitya Moksha. And therefore, Moksha Anityatva or Vayartha Prasangaha. This is another dosha. Moksha Anityatvam or Vayartha Prasangaha. So Nitya Moksha will be useless for Anitya Jiva. Therefore, because of these reasons, one should never talk of Jivatma Utpatti. Therefore, Utpatti Asambhavat. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us go to the word analysis. The running meaning is, this sutra has one word, Utpatya Sambhavat. It's a compound word. Because of the untenability of origin, Utpatti, origination of Sankarshana Jivatma from Vasudeva Paramatma, because of the untenability of this origin, Bhagavata or Pancharatramatam is unacceptable. This is the word analysis. Now let us see the significance of the words. So Utpatya Sambhavat is a compound word consisting of Utpatti and Asambhavat. Utpatti means origination. Origination of what? Vasudevade Sankarshanasya Utpatti. Paramatmanaha Sakashatim Jivatmanaha Utpatti. To be understood. Sakshat Jivatma Utpatti from Paramatmanaha. Then Asambhavaha means untenability or irrationality, illogicality, impropriety, all that various ways we can use it. And Asambhavat is again Panchami, Keto Panchami. Now let us go to the next sutra, Sutra 43. Nachakartuhu Karanam, 43rd sutra, 214th running Brahma Sutra. So go to the next segment. They say, from Sankarshana, Pradyumna is born. We saw in the previous sutra, from Paramatma, Vasudeva, Sankarshana is born, Jivatma. Now from Sankarshana, Jivatma, Pradyumna, mind is born. And Sankarshana is Jivatma, and Pradyumna is mind, Manaha, Manas is Antakaranam. And it put it in a technical language, Manas is Karanam, Manas is Karanam, and Jivatma is the agent, Karta. So wherever instrument comes, we need someone to operate the instrument. Instrument is called Karanam and the operator is called Karta. Mind is born out of Jiva and Karanam is born out of Karta. Therefore, according to Pancharatramatam, Pradyumna is born out of Sankarshana is equal to Manas is born out of Jivaha. That is equal to Karanam, instrument is born out of Karta. The instrument is born out of the doer. Now Vyasacharya asks, it is impossible. And we have never seen the origination of instrument, Karanam, from the Karta. Karta uses the karana. Karta does not produce the karana. Karta does not produce the instrument. He uses the instrument. So we find Jiva uses the mind. I use the mind. I don't produce my mind. It is pratyaksha virodaha. No Jiva produces the mind. It is not only anubhava virodha. It is shastra virodha also. We can say Vasudeva is the producer of mind and not Jivatma. This is the general analysis. Now let us do the word analysis. Nacha kartuhu karana. So manorupa pradyumna, the mind. That's what we should understand. Manorupa pradyumna, the mind. Na is not born. Kartuhu, out of the agent or karta, which is the Jivatma sankarshana. That is the running meaning. Pradyumna, instrument, is born out of sankarshana jivatma, is what this says. Karta uses the antakaranam and karta does not produce antakaranam. This is the running meaning. Now the significance of the words we have to say. Na, na means na utpadyate. Cha means in the cha indicates the second dosha. This is another dosha, cha, conjunction. So in addition to. So in the previous sutra, one dosha was pointed out, and now another sutra, another dosha is pointed out in this sutra. Kartuhu, kartuhu means out of the karta, out of the doer. Kartuhu is sankarshana jivatma here. Then karanam, karanam is the instrument. Here it is pradyumna, the mind principle. It is not possible, and this is the second dosha. Now let us go to the next sutra. Vijnanadibhave va tada pratishede pratishedaha. Vijnanadibhave va tadam apratishedaha. 44th sutra, 215th running Brahma Sutra. Let us do the general analysis. In this matam, the views are inconsistent. That is the next dosha. Their definition of four views, four vyuhas, that changes from context to context. Here Vyasacharya takes up another view of theirs with respect to the four vyuhas. Really speaking, all the four are Bhagavan only, and all of them are omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. Bhagavan is one who has got the sixfold virtues in absolute measure. That is the definition of Bhagavan. It is said in the Vishnu Puranam, Bhagaha asya asti iti Bhagavan. One who has Bhaga is called Bhagavan. Bhagaha asya asti iti Bhagavan. And what is the definition of Bhaga? One who has Bhaga is called Bhagavan. And what is Bhaga? Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasya shriyaha jnana vairagiyos chayvam shannam Bhaga itirana. So total and absolute overlordship, power, wealth, dispassion, fame, and knowledge, they are known as Bhaga, all these six. What are those? All knowledge, that is jnanam. Then vairagya, total dispassion. Then virya, the capacity to create, sustain, and resolve. And yashas, absolute fame. And shri, all wealth. And aishwarya is overlordship. So that definition we accept also. They say Vasudeva also has got all the sixfold virtues. So if you say all the four, namely Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, all four are Bhagavans, do you say that you have four Ishwaras? If you say there are four gods, then there will be so many problems. Four gods are not required. Redundancy is problem number one. We know what is redundancy. If four heads are the rulers, many heads means there will be problems and there will be difference of opinions. So redundancy is the first problem. So next one is four heads. Two heads in one family itself is problem. So anything to survive, there should be only one head. And similarly, there should be only one Bhagavan. This is the second problem. And the third problem is swasiddhanta tyagaha. If you accept four gods, it is against your own principle. What is your principle? ekaha bhagavan, there is only one God. And you decide whether there are one God or four gods for you. That is the next dosha. Now, let us go to the second vikalpa. He may say, second possibility. He may say that there is only one God, but with four forms. It is not four gods, only one God with four forms. Vesham are four and Bhagavan is only one. If they say like that, then we ask them the question whether the four gods are uniform or different. Shankaracharya argues, if you say that the four forms are identical, how can you talk about Karana Karya Sambandha with respect to creation? If all four are identical. Karya means what? It has configuration from Karanam. This is the second vikalpa. And the third option is, suppose you say there are four forms. They are not identical. And Vasudeva has Karana form. And the others have different forms of Karyam. And Vasudeva is like gold. And other four are like ornaments. If you say all that, there is one gold and ornaments are many. Where is the problem? All are Bhagavan only. And if you argue in this manner, then Shankaracharya asks, in that case, why do you then contain the Karyam to only three? Vasudeva is one and three Karyams, why do you contain to only three? Every one of you is Vasudeva, has different ornaments of the same gold. Then there will be many vyuhas of Ishvara. Then why to restrict the vyuhas only to three? So the dosha is limiting to four vyuhas. And therefore, none of them are acceptable. Now let us go to the word analysis. First word is va. Va means even. If they have. Even if they have. And the next word is vijnanadibhave. Vijnanadi bhave means omniscience and other virtues. Vijnanam omniscience, adi means other, etc. Vijnanam omniscience and other virtues, shad gunas, six virtues of Bhagavan that I just said. And they are all indicated here by this adipada. Tate atpradishedaha. The fallacies remain unresolved. That is the meaning. So now let us see the significance of the words. Vijnanam. Vijnanam means sarva vijnanam or omniscience. Adi. Adi means etc. Indicating the other five virtues of Ishvara. Bhave. Bhave means existence or presence. So even if the four vyuhas enjoy all the six virtues like omniscience, etc. Va means even if. Tad apradishedaha. Tad means that dosha. And what dosha? Utpatti asambhava dosha, apradishetaha, unresolved. Dosha continues. That dosha is not resolved, even if you say so. Even if you change the interpretation of the four vyuhas, you are not able to solve the problem. Now let us go to the next sutra. Vipradishedachya. Sutra 45, Vipradishedachya. 216th running Brahma Sutra. So the argument against the Pancharatra doctrine of Bhagavatas is concluded here. This is the last shloka, sutra in this Adhikaranam. And here Vyasacharya says that there is contradictory or inconsistency in your approach. And two contradictions are indicated here. The mutual contradictions are indicated in their own definition. In one place they say, one is Jivatma, Paramatma, and in another place, all are omniscient, Bhagavan, Arhankara, our mind, all that thing they say. No consistency. You yourself contradict your own statement. And the second contradiction Shankaracharya points out is, it is Veda Virodaha. Veda never says, mind is born out of Jivaha. And Shankaracharya also says, one of the Acharyas, Sandilya Rishi, Rasa Gotra, Sandilya Gotra, who is supposed to have received the madam from Sakshat Bhagavan himself. And he mentions that I brought in the Pancharatra madam since people have not benefited from the four Vedas. people have not benefited from the four Vedas. So he brought a fresh matam, received directly from Bhagavan. He says Vedas are useless. So I have introduced Pancharatra matam. And their philosophy is different, and their lifestyle prescribed also is different. They have introduced some samskaras which are not there in the Vedas. They are not really speaking Vaidikas also, and they are Avaidikas. With this, the negation of the Bhagavata Matam is also over. So Vipradisheda Cha, because of the contradiction, Bhagavata Matam is unacceptable. So with the 45th sutra, the 8th adhikaranam of this pada, second pada of second chapter is over. So with this, the second pada of second chapter is over. And the pada deals with the paramata dosha darshana, the logical loopholes in other systems of philosophy. They were pointed out and negated the doshas. And of the 16 padas of Brahma Sutra, I told you in the introduction itself that there are four chapters. Each chapter has got four padas. So of the 16 padas of Brahma Sutra, two padas are considered drier than other padas. I mentioned this earlier also. They are considered dry padas. Namely, the second pada of second chapter and the third pada of third chapter. I was really concerned more about the second pada of second chapter. Now, because there are so many things which may be viewed as dry. Now, what did we see in the second pada? Paramata doshaha. So, one question often asked is whether it is necessary to criticize other darshanas, and whether it is proper also to criticize other darshanas. It's a question often people try to ask. We are advised not to criticize others, but we criticize other darshanas. Are we right? Is the question that we face. I think somebody also alluded to this question earlier. At that time, I did not answer because I wanted to wait for this chapter to end. So I'm trying to address that question now, at least qualitatively. We should know what we take is good for us or not. That is important. For that, we do what is called guna dosha viveka. It is called guna dosha viveka. We can take to guna and avoid doshas, and it is required to save us. One of the weapons God has given is what? Guna dosha vivechana shakti. He has given us the ability to understand the guna doshas and then discriminate them. Therefore, to save us from bad results, we have to use vivechana shakti, the discriminative ability, and know the guna dosha. It is proper and necessary to protect us for our own sake, to find the doshas in other darshanas so that we won't get misled by them. However, what is needed is we should never allow guna dosha viveka jnanam to develop hatred. Very important. There is no competition here. Everybody is in search of truth. We should never allow guna dosha viveka jnanam to develop hatred. And the second thing that is criticized is, having understood the doshas, we need not give publicity to the doshas. Knowing the dosha is not wrong. Publicizing the dosha is wrong. Publicize the gunas. Avoid publicizing the doshas. One doesn't have to put them in a newspaper or all that media, this media, social media. No need. This is aimed at what? While informing the student about paramata gunas and paramata doshas, actually we have borrowed many things from other darshanams. Whatever is correct, we have happily borrowed and adopted. We have borrowed all the good aspects of other darshanams. We have borrowed the three gunas from Sankhyas. Sattva guna, Rajo guna, Tamo guna concept. The method of logical thinking from the Nyaya Vaisheshikas. The method of yoga from Yoga Shastra. Ashtanga yoga and all that thing. The method of performing the rituals from the Purva Mimamsakas. Even from Bauddha Madam, we have borrowed the moral values, the eightfold path of right understanding. I explained all that earlier during that time. So an intelligent person should know guna and dosha also. And if you ask me whether paramada dosha is required and proper, we would say, yes, it is proper and it is required. And if it is not so, Vyasa may not have included this in Brahma Sutra. This also gives the power of thinking. We do not hate any one of them and we do not want to publicize other mata doshaha. So in this padam, we had 8 adhikaranams, 8 topics. Of which the first one is analyzed. That analysis what? Sankhya Yoga Mata Dosha Darshana. Sankhya Yoga, pardon. And we saw its logical discrepancies. And the second and the third adhikaranams, we saw Nyaya Vaiseshika Dosha Darshana. And in the fourth and the fifth adhikaranams, we saw Bauddha Mata Dosha Darshanam. And in the sixth adhikaranam, we had Jaina Mata Dosha Darshanam. And in the seventh and eighth, we saw Shaiva and Vaishnava Agama Dosha Darshanas, respectively. So some of them are Astika Darshanas and some of them are Nastika Darshanas. The two Agamas, even though they are not added in the Darshanas, but they accept Veda Pramanam and so they are included here. And among the darshanams, 3 are left. One is Purva Mimamsa. In the 4th sutra, if you remember, Tattu Samanvayat, in that sutra, the Samanvaya sutra, it has been analyzed. And the other one is Uttara Mimamsa darshanam, which is Vedanta darshanam. That is our darshanam. So we don't want to negate it. It is Siddhanta, or it is called Vedanta darshanam. And the other one that is left out is Charvaka darshanam, a materialistic darshanam, and we consider it as too base a darshanam, and we do not attempt to consider it and analyzing also. They do not accept Veda Pramanam, Charvakas, values and all those things, they don't accept. For them, might is right. It is criticized in the Gita also. Krishna calls them Asuri Sampat. Even discussing them is seen as papam. And Shankaracharya makes it very clear that we do not want to negate any darshanam. We have no hatred and we are not fanatic towards any one darshanam. An intelligent person is one who is not prejudiced against anyone and he does not hate and he does not publicize. With this, so far we have completed 6 padas and 216 sutras. And we have another 339 sutras to be covered. Even though there are 339 sutras, the later sutras are not as tough as the earlier ones. We are almost, from that perspective, we can say we are almost halfway through in terms of time. So with this background, we will go to the third pada. Let us first introduce the third pada of the second chapter. And the name of the second chapter, if you remember, is Avirodha Adhyayaha. Resolving seeming contradictions with regard to the Vedantic teachings. And of this, we have completed the first pada and second pada. And in Sankhya and other darshanas, we have negated certain doshas. And the source of knowledge for all the darshanams is the same. But we have to find out what mistakes the other darshanams have to differ with one darshanam or the other. And we point out the mistakes and arrive at the right source of knowledge. That is the intent. So the source is same and conclusions are different. That means what? There is some mistake in the interpretation of Shruti, the Vedas. The purpose of the earlier pada, the first pada, is to reveal the doshas of other darshanas. And in the third pada that we are going to start now, we get Shruti Virodha Pariharaha. This means there are some people who claim that the Vedantic teachings contradict the Vedantic teachings themselves, Shruti and Smriti. So do we have mutual contradiction or paraspara virodha parihara? We will see the contradiction between one Shruti and another Shruti, Shruti statements. This is the third pada. And the fourth pada is also Shruti virodha parihara only. If both padas are doing the same Shruti virodha parihara, what is the internal difference between the third and the fourth pada? Why should we have at all two padas? I mentioned it casually earlier, but we can see it now again. Bhuta bhoktru srishti, Shruti virodha parihara is one of the topics here. Bhuta bhoktru srishti. There are several Shruti vakyams dealing with pancha bhuta srishti, the creation of five elements. And among the statements, we see mutual contradictions. For example, if you take akasha srishti, the origination of space, one Shruti differs from another statement in another Upanishad. Brahma Sutra helps you to understand these statements. And the next one is with respect to Jiva Srishti. One of them is Pancha Bhuta Srishti. Another is with respect to Jiva Srishti. There are many contradictory statements in the Vedas. For Jiva, there is another name, Bhokta. Bhokta is also Jiva. So Bhuta Bhoktru Srishti Shruti Virodha Parihara is the essence of the third pada. That is third pada. We are trying to see what are the differences between the third pada and fourth pada. Bhuta Bhoktru Srishti Shruti Virodha Parihara. Bhuta is the five elements and Bhoktru is Bhokta, the Jiva. So this generation of these two, Shruti Virodha Parihara. And in the fourth pada, Vyasacharya talks about the creation of Sukshma Shariram, the subtle body. With respect to Sukshma Shariram, the organs and their number, they are all discussed here. Sukshma Sharira Shrishti Shruti Vakya Virodha Parihara is the topic of the fourth pada. So third pada topic is Bhutam Bhoktru Srishti Shruti Virodha Parihara is the third pada, and Sukshma Sharira Srishti Shruti Vyakyam Virodha Parihara is the topic of the fourth pada. So this is the introduction to the third pada. And this pada, there are 17 adhikaranam, 17 topics and 53 sutras in total, slightly bigger than the previous pada. And the first one is called Ved Adhikaranam. First adhikaranam, first topic is called Ved Adhikaranam. And it has 7 sutras. First, Vyasacharya wants to analyze the Pancha Bhuta Srishti, the origination, the creation of the five elements. And among them also, the first Pancha Bhuta Srishti, this thing element called Akasha, the space. Here, Akasha Srishti will be analyzed. And we find there are contradictory statements in the Upanishads. And therefore, there are problems. Hence, Brahma Sutra becomes necessary to understand them. Ved means Akasha. Ved, the word Ved means Akasha, space. And in all the Adhikaranams, we see a particular pattern also. First, Vyasacharya will reveal the seeming contradiction in the Shruti Vakyam. He will take the sentence and reveal the contradiction. Shruti Virodha will be highlighted. Then development will be in 3 stages. He does it. One is Purva Paksha Matam, what the Purva Pakshi says. Second is Ekadeshi Matam. And the third is Siddhantis. Purva Paksha Matam is the stand taken by a radical anti-Veda person who doesn't believe in Vedas. A radical person, Purva Pakshi. Since Veda makes contradictory statements, he says Veda is unreliable. Veda is apramanam, not a source of knowledge at all, is his contention. Therefore, Veda should be rejected, according to him. This is the Purva Pakshi. And the next one is Ekadeshi Matam, who accepts Veda pramanam and is interested in contradiction to understand that and also wants to reveal that. and he wants to validate Vedas. He is our friend. He is one among us. He is a Vaidika and wants to establish Veda Pramana. So his motive is very good. And he reconciles the contradiction. That alone is wrong. He tries to reconcile it in a wrong way. So wrong reconciliation is Ekadeshi Matam, even though he believes Veda Pramana. So first one is negative person, Purvapakshi, and criticism is his purpose. His purpose is to criticize Vedas. The second one, Ekadeshi, he wrongly reconciles. And the third one, the Siddhanti, his motive is good. And he reconciles rightly and properly also. And in this Adhikaranam, the first two sutras belong to Purvapakshi Matam and negates Veda Pramana. And the next three sutras, they are Ekadeshi Matam, who attempts to resolve the contradiction and save the Vedas. But he uses the wrong method and comes to wrong conclusions. So in the last two sutras, we get the views of the Siddhanti. In this Adhikara, I'm telling about this Adhikara. So by going through this, our intelligence gets sharpened. Because we see all the doshas and all that thing and the way of analyzing them and arguing against them, contradictions, to resolve them. The unfortunate thing is what? Most of the modern people often propagate only the Purvapakshi and Ekadeshi alone. This is the general introduction of this Adhikaranam. Now let us take the first sutra of Ved Adhikaranam, the first Adhikaranam. Ved Adhikaranam. Na Vyad Ashrutehe. Na Vyad Ashrutehe is the first sutra. That is the first sutra, the third pada of second chapter, 217th running Brahma Sutra. The opponent raises a contention. Akasha is uncreated and so it is not produced out of Brahman. This is his contention. Akasha is not created. It is not produced out of Brahman. This prima facie view is set aside in the next sutra. But here is a contention. Now let us do the general analysis of this sutra. Purvapakshi here presents the contradiction obtaining in the Vedas with regard to Akasha Shrishti, the generation of space, creation of space. He presents one main contradiction and he implies two more contradictions also. And he keeps in mind the mantra from Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, 6.2.3. We have seen this mantra during those discussions earlier. And what is that mantra? Tadaikshata bahusyam praja ye yeti tat tejo srijata, tat teja aikshata, bahusyam praja ye yeti, tadapo srijata, tasmat yatra kvachashochati, sveda teva purushas teja sayeva, tadadhyapo jayante. Tadaikshata, Brahmans decided, Brahman visualized, what? Bahusyam praja ye yeti, I shall be many, I shall become many, I shall be born. Tattejo srijata, he then created fire. He didn't create akasha, he created fire as the first principle of the first of the five bhutas. Tatteja aikshata, then fire. That decided, the so created fire, it decided, bahusyam praja yeyeti, I shall be many, I shall be born. And tad apo srijata, then fire produced water. Tasmadhyatra kvachashochati, sveda teva purushas tejasa eva tadadhyapo jayante. That is why whenever or wherever a person moans or perspires, he produces water. This we discussed in detail during that discussion in Chandogya. But anyway, this is the meaning. So this Chandogya Upanishad mantra, now there is another one in Taittiriya Upanishad, in the second Brahmananda Valli, there is this mantra which says, tasmadva etasmadatmana akashas sambhutaha akashad vayuhu vayor agnihi agnerapaha adhya prithivi prithivya oshadayaha oshadibhyonnam annat purushaha. ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மன் ஆகாஷா கேம் ஃப்ரம் ஆகாஷா ஏர் ஃப்ரம் ஏர் ஃபயர் ஃப்ரம் ஃபயர் வாட்டர் ஃப்ரம் வாட்டர் எர்த் ஃப்ரம் எர்த் ஹர்ப்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஹர்ப்ஸ் ஃபுட் அண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஃபுட் ஹியூமன்ஸ் ஸோ சாந்தோகி உபனிஷத் டஸ் நாட் டாக் ஆஃப் ஆகாஷ சிருஷ்டி அட் ஆல் அண்ட் இன் தட் ஆகாஷா இஸ் அன்பார்ன் இட் இஸ் நெவர் எ காரியம் ஆஸ் பர் சாந்தோகி உபனிஷத் லார்ட் கிரியேட்டட் அக்னி ஜலம் அண்ட் எர்த் ஈஸ்வரா கிரியேட்டிங் ஆகாஷா இஸ் நாட் மென்ஷன்ட் இன் சாந்தோகியா Therefore, being unborn, Akasha is Nityaha. It is not born, it is Nityaha. And Akasha Srishti Abhavaha. But Taittiriya Upanishad, what it says, it talks of creation of Akasha. The first contradiction is Srishti Asti or Srishti Nasti. Is Srishti there or not? Whether Srishti is there or not is the first contradiction. Srishti of Akasha. According to Taittiriya Upanishad, Akasha is the third creation. Because Akasha, according to Taittiriya Upanishad, Akasha is the first creation. And according to Chandogyam, Agni is the first creation. According to Chandogyam, Akasha is the first creation there. So this is called Prathamatvam, Tritiyatvam, Rupa Virodaha. According to Taittiriya, Akasha is first. Agni is third. From Akasha, Vayu, Vayu, Agni. Whereas in Chandogyam, first is Agni itself. So it's called Prathamatva, the Prathamatvam of Chandogyam, Tritiyatva Rupa Virodaha, Tritiyatvam of Taittiriya. So then the third contradiction is in the Taittiriya Upanishad. Agni is not born out of Brahman because Upanishad says Agni is born of Vayu. Whereas Chandogya Upanishad says from Brahman Agni is born. So tell me now whether Agni is born of Brahman or Vayu is his question. Thus there are contradictions within the Upanishads and therefore Shruti is not reliable. That is their contention. Therefore reject Shruti. You are trying to negate, rejects all other darshanas. You reject your own darshanam, namely Shruti Vedanta. So in the Vedantic text, we come across in different places, different statements regarding the origin of various things. Some texts, they say space and air originated. Some do not. Some other texts, again, make similar statements regarding the individual soul, the pranas, the vital air, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana, and all that. And in some places, the Shruti texts contradict one another regarding the order of succession. And the like. So this is in nutshell the Purva Pakshi's argument. He tries to bring all these arguments to reject Veda itself. So in the first sutra, Na Veda Shrutehe, in that sutra, Purva Pakshi talks of the absence of Akasha Shrishti. And in the second Upanishad, he talks of the presence of Shrishti. Now I will give you the word meaning. Vyad. Vyad means space. Space is Akasha. Na. Na means does not originate. And Ashrutehe means because of the absence of such a statement in Chandogya Upanishad. Here Shruti Vakyam he keeps in mind is Chandogya. Chandogya only does not talk about Akasha Shrishti. It starts with Agni only. Now let us see the significance of the words. Vyad means Akasha. Na means does not originate. It's not created. Ashrutehe means in the absence of Shruti Vakya. And because of the absence of such a Shruti statement, that is Akasha Shrishti Shruti statement in Chandogya Upanishad, the Akasha is not born. And the main Shruti Vakyam kept in mind is Brahman created Agni only in Chandogya. So in this Shruti Vakyam, creation of Akasha or Vayu is not mentioned and the first creation is Agni only. And according to this Shruti statement, Akasha and Vayu are not created by Brahman. That is why he said, Na Vyat Ashrutehe, Akasha Janma Nasti. Ashrutehe means Shruti Vakya Abhavat, because it's not said in the Shruti. This is based on Chandogya Upanishad Mantra, quoted above. Just now I quoted. This is Shruti statement number one. And in the next sutra, he quotes another Shruti statement from Taittiriya Upanishad that we already said. And the second sutra is asti tu. Only two words, asti tu. That's the second sutra, third pada, second chapter, 218th running Brahma Sutra. Let us do the general analysis of this sutra. Here the Purva Pakshi says, however, in Taittiriya Upanishad, we find Akasha Utpatti is mentioned. In Chandogya, we said it is not there. But we find, however, in Taittiriya Upanishad, Akasha Utpatti is mentioned. Tasmadvaya tasmat atmana akasha sambhutaha. It said space is born out of Brahman. This is the general analysis. Now let us do the word analysis. We have to relate to the first sutra. Asti tu. Two words. Asti means there is. Tu means however. A statement regarding the origination of space. Now let us see the significance of the words. This is just only the meaning. Asti refers to Shruti Vakyam Asti. Yes, there is a Shruti statement. Here Shruti Vakyam kept in mind is what? Taittiriya Upanishad Vakyam, second chapter. And here Taittiriya Upanishad indicates the differentiation of this statement from the previous statement of Chandogya Upanishad. Contradiction is indicated by the word tu, asti tu. Now we have to take the conclusion of the Purva Pakshi that the above two sutras contradict themselves in with respect to Akasha Srishti. Therefore, do not depend on the Upanishads. And Bauta is supposed to have said not to rely on Vedas, but believe in yourself. We are against Veda Ninda. That is the biggest blot of Buddha actually. Shankaracharya says, Veda is a well-wisher and superior to 1,000 mothers. And others were trying to reject it. And in the first sutra, Purva Pakshi talks of the absence of Akasha Srishti. And in the second Upanishad, he talks of the presence of Srishti. Now let us see the word meaning. In the first sutra, Vyad means space or Akasha, as I said. Na means does not originate. Ashrutehe, because of the absence of such statement in Chandogya. And in the second sutra, Taittiriya Upanishad talks about Shruti, Srishti of Akasha. So contradiction between Chandogya and this. And because of the absence of such a Shruti statement, Akasha Srishti, Shruti statement in Chandogya, Akasha is not born. Purva Pakshi's contention that is there. So the main Shruti Vakyam of Chandogya kept in mind is Brahman created Agni. That's what is said as in Chandogya. And in this Shruti Vakyam, creation of Akasha or Vayu is not mentioned at all. And the first creation is Agni only. And according to the Shruti statement of Chandogya, Akasha and Vayu are not created by Brahma. That is why he said, Na Ved Ashrutehe in the first Sutra. Akasha Janma Nasti. Ashrutehe means Shruti Vakya Abhavat based on Chandogya Mantra. And this is Shruti mentioned number one. And the second Sutra that we just now read, Asti Tu, he quotes another Shruti statement which contradicts Chandogya statement. This is from Taittiriya statement. So the Purva Pakshi tries to establish the existence of contradiction among Shruti statements itself to discredit the Vedas and reject the Vedas. So we'll see the next sutra in the next class. Yo Veda Dau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilina Seya Parasamaheshwaraha Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.